Well, thank you. Hi, I'm Marius Ponce from Universidad Católica del Uruguay. This article is an abstract of the project Transparency and Political Culture in South America, guided in the Department of Communication of our university. For more information, you can visit the website matiasponcecomunica.com. Well, why is important study the access to public information in Latin America? Or in our region, we have serious problems with transparency levels. In this picture, you can see the former president of Guatemala, Otto Perez Molina. I work in Guatemala and in other countries in Central America as consultant and a scholar of USAID and different universities in that region. And we can take this example like a sample of the situation in Latin America. Or in the right side, you can see the former Minister of Public Infrastructure of the Kirchner in Argentina, who recently was discovered hiding $8 million in cash in a convent. Yes, in a convent. Well, the corruption persists in Latin America. As you can see, the big major parts of country in Latin America have the lowest level transparency and corruption index in the world, but not all Latin American countries have the same performance. In Latin America, we have an emergency call, and that call is for stop the impunity in case of corruption rather than politicize and allow bribery in police force and administration of justice. Furthermore, it should create mechanisms that protect and enable people to speak out and act against corruption. Well, putting focus, our research project looked, described and compared the enforcement law about transparency and access to public information in the region. Our main question is, what is the relationship between regulation on access to public information, political culture, and the outcomes in transparency? Our methodology is a comparative description of regulation on access to public information, political culture, and outcomes in transparency. We analyze data of second level through the study of legislation and indexes in each country or levels of transparency. Our analytical framework takes three main concepts. On one side, regulation on access to public information, types of political culture, and political praxis in public information, with a theoretical view that seems like a protagonist to the institution, and what do the political actors with them? Okay, the institutional analysis of transparency. We understand that the regulation about transparency and access to public information works depending of the level of enforcement of political institutions, and this with the political practice and behavior of the political actors. Then, to understand whether regulation on transparency and access to public information have a good result, it's necessary to visualize the institutional design that supports them. I suggest that there are certain institutions that can determine the terms of trade political actors performing together, and thus affect compliance with the regulation on transparency. In one side, when we talk about level of political stability and the strength of political institutions, we take an analytical framework that does measure the predisposition for rule of law be accepted and implemented by the political actors and the citizens. We thus measure the level of legitimation of electoral process, the wake of political parties, the electoral volatility, and the roots of the parties in the society. And in the other side, we see in each country, in this case Argentina, Chile, and Uruguay, some indicators of outcomes in levels of transparency. But first, the transparency regulation, the practices access to public information, the institutional linkage of political stability and political values on transparency. Okay, when we see the results of the integrated analysis of the regulation, the type of political culture and the levels of outcome in transparency index, we can build a comparative look in these 3Ks. Separating for one side the level of stability of political system and for other side the level of regulatory process and weakenings in a practical application of transparency. In our look, we can see Argentina like a country that have low level of regulatory progress and weakness in practical application of transparency. And in the other side, we can see countries like Chile and Uruguay that have high levels of regulatory process and weakness in practical application of transparency. We have different comments about our compared look in Argentina, Chile and Uruguay. The levels of institutionalization of the political system show the behavior of the actor with the law. The level of institutionalization of a political system is not a guarantee of the fulfillment of the regulation in transparency. In third place, the impulse in the regulation of transparency are linked with the scandals of corruption in Argentina and Chile, but not in Uruguay. We suppose that the political culture explained in high level what happened with the fulfillment of transparency rule of law. Maybe, like a previous notion, a final notion, the political system that tending to be unstable have high levels of an unfulfillment with transparency normative. Maybe another like previous notion, the political system that tending to be politically stable have high levels of fulfillment with transparency normative. And then, well, I can propose some final consideration and not conclusion, because this is a first approach to study to then increase the number of cases in the future. But we think that is this theoretical model could be asked look in other case. In one side, previous definition regarding the predisposition of some politicians to achieve regulatory transparency. We can see that in study of political elites. On the other side, we can provide information to policymakers to insert in the future regulation on transparency and access to public information certain rules of the game according to local political culture, stimulate or encourage certain types of behavior in favor of open government. The invitation is in to keep research based in question like what institution of our political system must be considered for the analysis of transparency in each case? How much know governments and legislators about access to public information? Why don't have an intense use of public information by citizens in Latin America? Well, that's all. Thank you for your attention. Thanks to all. Thank you.